Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. Really hope that you are having a good day. It's beautiful weather, isn't it, in the UK? We're really enjoying it, and I hope you are as well if you're listening from the UK. If you're elsewhere, your conditions might be completely different. I'm thinking today about the Word of God, the Bible. This podcast is really to get people to think about issues that are big issues, spiritual issues. Mind you, there are big issues that people face in life, and one of the issues that people face often in life is a lack of money, a lack of resource. I was looking at a picture of some fishermen in Karachi in Pakistan and the hard work they have to do to get their to pay their way, to earn their money, and you know, for some people it's a really hard existence. Reading in the news about the euro crisis and how much in debt the European Union is and the great problems that are across the world, and you know, when you think about those things you think, boy, these are really insurmountable. These are problems that we would really hardly know how to tackle them or to cope with them. There's an interesting thing in the Bible about debt in the year of Jubilee in the United Kingdom. This is the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, which is 60 years. In the Bible, the year of Jubilee was 50 years. And there's an interesting thing in Leviticus chapter 25 that when a person was in debt, when it got to the 50th year, that debt was cleared. Property was restored, and a form of labour, a kind of hired slavery as opposed to an enforced slavery, took place in Israel. And in the year of Jubilee, people were freed from their slavery, they were freed from their debt, and their property was reinstated. And that's a lovely picture of Jesus Christ coming back to judge the world. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. That means men stand before God and meet God and face God. But the Bible also says that the Lord Jesus Christ has been appointed to judge the world in righteousness, to do it in an equitable and a righteous and a fair basis. That's very interesting that that verse in the Bible in the book of Acts chapter 17 should say that, because it is actually indicating that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world not just to deal with sin, though that was very, very true, not just to deal with man's distance from God and to deal with that by his death to bring men to God, but the Bible says this, that God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. And that man is Jesus Christ. And the word judge there is not so much that he'll be judged as in right from wrong, but it's the idea of managing. It's the idea of maintaining order, of doing things in a very equitable and appropriate way. The Bible talks about this a lot. The Bible talks about the fact that Jesus Christ will come back and rule from the river to the ends of the earth. The Bible tells us that kings will bow before him. Political leaders will bow before him. The Bible teaches that he will put wrongs to right and sort out this world. He'll do it morally. He can do it in your heart today morally. He can forgive you, bring you to God, give you peace with God, forgive your sins. He will do it politically and financially, economically in a day to come. He shall rule in righteousness. Now, how do we know it's Jesus? Well, the Bible says in Acts 17, verse 31, whereof he has given assurance unto all men in that he has raised him from the dead. Jesus came back from the dead on the third day to establish this fact that God is going to bring his son into the world on another occasion, and he's not going to come to be the saviour of the world, he's going to come to be the judge of the world. I would love you to know him as your Lord and saviour today. The Bible would really instruct you, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I trust that God would richly bless you today. Go onto the website if you would like to listen to some more, or link onto YouTube or read some of the blogs. But I trust today that you would know God's richest blessing.